Hey, welcome back to 20 Minutes with Chad. Here's Chad.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good, man. You seem to write a lot at Starbucks.
Yes. Now, Starbucks is like my home away from home.
How often are you at Starbucks? Is this like daily?
Yes. I try to, like, as a writer, I try to, like, have a routine because then I start getting, like, my routine is basically wake up, get coffee. Because the Starbucks I usually go is, like, 2 miles. So I walk 2 miles, get my coffee, eat my banana. And I usually shut off my social media stuff and kind of, like, I give myself a minimum of 2 pages a day to write. Like, I have to write at least 2 pages a day, max 5 days.
I got a stupid question. Do the Starbucks sell bananas?
Yes, they do. Sometimes they're not the greatest because they actually mix bananas in their drinks sometimes, too. Like, their frappuccinos. Like, I did this before, and they're like, oh, it's really good. They take it to Java Chip Frappuccino. Try it. You'll love it. It's really sweet, though, or you probably will die from diabetes, like, because I'm like, yeah.
We've had this conversation. You know I don't drink coffee. I don't drink.
You should become a real man. Join the dark side. Join the dark side.
I take my daughter to Starbucks. She loves it. Both my kids do. But I do not like those things, those cold drink things.
And see, I'm very picky with the cold drinks. I have to drink a lot of, like, I drink black coffee. Like, I usually drink black coffee. But it's just, like, sometimes I want a little special where I'm like, okay, I feel like something sugary. Get my basic bro on or something. So I usually get, like, the Java Chip. You get the Java Chip Frappuccino, and then you add, like, a banana into it, so it makes it a little healthier. So it's like a chocolate chip banana.
You're at Starbucks so often. Have you met anybody recently at Starbucks?
Oh, I was like, I met a lot of people there. I met, like, 2 different kind of people. Like, the first one, I met this guy who was really, really cool. He's homeless, and he does have some mental disability, like not disability, mental health issues. I don't know if he's schizophrenic or manic depressive or something, but he's a painter. Like, he's a really good painter. And he was, like, telling me his whole life story, how he, like, grew up in South Carolina. And he's, like, he's almost in his, like, 40s, almost 50s. And he's talking about how his mom hated him because he was gay. He lived in Texas. He lived in San Francisco. And now he lives here. And he does some really good drawing, like paintings, like really good paintings. But he's like an interesting person. I also met this other homeless guy, and he's a comic book artist / gamer. He's around my age. And it's like, so I listen to a lot of these stories. And it's kind of been like, as an artist lately and creatively, like, a lot of people have stories, and they always, for some reason, come and talk to me about it. Like, because I listen to it, I'm very sincere and genuine when I like people listening to their stories. Because there's something you do listen from it and learn from it. So I usually listen to a lot of stories, and it's kind of, like, inspired me to get, like, my own, like, side project going on, like, podcasting, where I could interview people who are just normal people. Like, just interesting people, like, how, like, NPR and Ira Glass and all them, how they do things. But, yeah, it's just like, what was it? It's just like Starbucks has some of the most interesting but weirdest people, too. Like, the other day, this hippie old lady who was getting a Starbucks drink. It's a cold drink. So the barista gave her a straw. She starts flipping out because LA is trying to do this thing where they're banning straws. And technically, it doesn't start till 2020. And they're trying to just get rid of the plastic one. They're not talking about the paper ones. So this lady starts flipping out, yelling at the baristas and name-calling, saying she's going to call the cops and blah, blah, blah. Well, me, I'm, like, already in a bad mood because, like, I don't feel well lately and my teeth are all jacked up. And I start, like, roasting this lady, like, started roasting her. It's like, yo, the cancer in your coffee is going to probably kill you before 2020. And I just started ripping into her, like, comedian chat. Like, I just talk massive crap. And she started, like, going, and she whips out her phone. She's like, I want to take a picture of you. And I was like, sure. And I lean in, and I'm like, make sure you get the good side for me. And she got, like, all mad and storms off. And all the baristas are laughing because I was going up on this chick for about a good minute and a half, just, like, roasting her, like, to a point where she's probably going to jump off a bridge, which I'm like, good riddance. But, I was just, like, boom, boom, because I get really mean. Like, I'm a Capricorn, and then I just, like, as a comedian, I could get really mean. I make grown men cry at bars sometimes when they try to heckle me. Like, that's how, like, vicious I am when I do my stand-up. So I was sitting there, and I was just like, and they're like, Chad, that was so funny, man. Here's a free coffee on us. I was like, whoa, okay, free coffee. I think that. But all the baristas were like hella laughing, and I got a free coffee out of it. So I'm like, hey, I guess being funny and a comedian works.
Let's go into your comedy. Have you been doing your stand-up out in the open?
I'm starting to get back into it, like writing for it, like better. Like the last 2 weeks, I tried to do it, but some weird coincidence, like hurting my ankle or hurting my back prevented me, because I have to be very selective and picky in open mics and stuff right now. Because I really, so I don't have a car, so they're spread out. And so I have to be really picky, and I can only do it for certain days. I can't do it Friday through Mondays when those are usually a lot of the mics and stuff are on, because I have a day job that does – I work in the night. I can't do it. So I'm like, I'm not going to just go and like, oh, I can't go to work today. I'm going to do an open mic where you don't make no money. Because like down here in L.A. and a lot of comedy clubs too, a lot of these – even if it's a crappy little bar or coffee shop, they make you get two items. You have to buy two items just to do, like, stand-up. Or some of them actually charge you to get on stage, like $5 or $10. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, so basically you're paying them to give you stage time. So that's a thing, like, right now, like, in L.A., or in comedy scenes in general, where it's like this hustle, where it's basically you have to go to a bar, pay to get on stage, or two drink minimum, or two item minimum, and you're performing 4 to 6 minutes in front of other comedians. They're like, it's not like in a real audience. So it's just like, okay, I'm performing in front of 27 comedians and two local drunks and the bartender. And so you really have, you don't get that sense of what you're doing is working or not. So that's why I'm like very picky with like which locations, because there's a couple of comedy producers and bookers who are comedians that do good rooms. There's this guy named Ryan Talamo who's like really, really, that's really good rooms. Like he does like a lot of bars and stuff, but those are good rooms again, but they're harder for me to get there because I have to lift. So I'd be like spending like $20 to $30 lifting to different locations. So I have to be really, really picky. And I'm not like, and what sucks about this, because like there's short stage time, or I'm kind of realizing when I started out, I was a shock comic. So like, if you could think of Howard Stern or the Jerky Boys or stuff like that, that's sort of my kind of like my style. And I don't like doing jokes. And so I'm more of a storyteller. So I've been trying to figure out a way of like taking like my stand-up persona and kind of doing one-man shows, sort of like Chris Rotitis or John Leguizamo, Mike Berger, Big Bill, I can't say his name tonight. Mark Maron also does like one-man type shows, like they're comedy, but it's all stories. It's not like joke, premise, setup, punchline, tag, next joke, segue, that kind of thing. So it's like, to me, like I get bored with the rules and the formula. A lot of people be like, oh, that's another thing I get annoyed with comedians. Cause I've been doing comedy for 10 years. Like, that's including sketch comedy, improv, social media, like all sort of like, so I kind of do like, I understand, like I use to different platforms, and a lot of the comedians here call themselves comedians here in LA aren't real comedians. They're either writers or actors using it as a stepping stone, thinking, oh, Steven Spielberg or someone's going to be an audience to give me a deal. And that's a lot of what I notice a lot right now, even with like filmmakers and stuff too, is that everyone's thinking they're waiting for their opportunities when they should be out there creating their own opportunities, because no one's just going to give you something. Like, it's just like you have to go out there and do stuff, because like people talk about, like, I have one friend who talks about social media and internet, who's so against like internet and social media. And
oh, we can mention who it is.
I know who it is. Most people know who it is, but I don't know if he'll be listening. He's a friend of mine, so I'm like, I don't want to be like,
his name? Would that be okay?
Oh, no. I'm like, he'd be like, oh, why do you hate this? And I'm like, he just complains. And it's not just him, but there's a lot of people that are like him in LA. That's what's funny. It's like, he's more vocal about it, but there's a lot of people that are like that. And they're talking about how everything is against them. And I'm like, and these people, like, It's just him. I'm talking about the other people in generalization where they're playing themselves like the victims. Like, oh, like, no. This is a, like any skilled labor job. You don't hear a plumber talking about, oh, this new technology is going to fix my pipes. You don't hear them complain like, oh, my God, I like how the 70s, you know, the pipes in the 70s, you know, kill everyone, you know, all the water, drinking water, blah, blah, blah. They're like, you have to involve and adapt to, like, technology and new things. It's things that are better out there. Like, I'm very pro-streaming. Like, people start laughing because I use certain phrases where I don't say television series no more. I say streaming series. I also, like, just certain things, like, I hate saying the word indie. Like, that's another thing. Like, a lot of people start laughing because I hate the word indie. I'm like, it's such a freaking hipster word now. It's like, eh, I'm indie. I'm like, oh, do you also wear hemp clothes and have a beer living in Silver Lake or Brooklyn, you dirty, smelly hippie? It's like, you guys, they need to change the wording around to call themselves either entrepreneurs or creative journeymen or just content creators. Like, I get mad when people try to put this label and like, oh, I'm indie. I'm like, shut up. You're not indie. And then most of the stuff that are considered indie nowadays are basically studio stuff on a budget. Like, all these people are talking about, like, oh, but A24 is indie. I'm like, A24 is owned by a studio, which is owned by a corporation, and that corporation is owned by another corporation. Like, so people are always talking, like, oh, but this and this. Like, no. Look at them. Google the company, and you see what every company is. So it's like, what was it? Even like technology, everyone's like, oh, but YouTube this. You know who owns YouTube? Google. I'm like, so I'm sitting there like, well, I'm talking about certain apps like WhatApp or Messenger or all these different things, Oculus. So I'm like, you know who owns that? Facebook owns it. So everyone's like, don't understand. Like, it's just everything's changing. It's like Fox. Fox is owned by Disney now. Hulu is owned by Disney now. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, so all these companies are just like buying each other up. So it's like, it was already these corporations are limited. Like, so everyone's talking about like, yeah, but I could get this. I'm like, no, it's like, there's no such thing as indie anymore. Like the early 90s is what indie films were. Like, because it was independent spirit. There was diversity and that was, there was no diversity. So everything was outside the system. So that always like ticks me off when people say that, but yeah, no, it's just like right now, it's like another big thing is about streaming is for people who call themselves indie. The future of the genre filmmakers, I guess, or genre artists or content creators or entrepreneurs or creative journeymen, it is streaming. Feature films is dead. Like, there's no way you don't make any money from feature films, especially if you're nobody and have, like, no budget. You're spending 2 to 3 years making a feature that's not going to make no money. It's not going to be released in any theater whatsoever. I'm like, it's kind of have to be, like, kind of brutally honest with them. It's like, no, you're not going to get out of theater unless you four-wall it or figure some way how to put it into a theater. And you pay for it, which is ridiculous. You're not getting no money back from it. It's like you're losing money again. So all these studios kind of realize this, and like these artists don't get where these studios are all going and making bigger budget stuff with like Netflix and Amazon and Apple. So they're spending all these big bucks on celebrities and studios and stuff and then they're going to get big budgets to them because they're going to get financial return. Where streaming short form content is the future. Like I'm talking about like little series from 12 7-minute episodes. Netflix is already starting to do it. Like, there's a show called It's Bruno. Here's a perfect example for it. They're getting people who are unknown because less financial risk for Netflix or Amazon to get artists like that to keep putting content out. Because some people don't have time to watch 30 minutes, 60 minutes or a feature on their phones or iPads. They have to go on break and they want to watch something to kind of like relax. So it's kind of a smart part of it where they're like, okay, we can make content and these younger, edgy, new, diverse voices come in and kind of like almost like a minor league for Netflix where there's less financial risk for them, but also they can mold those artists to do their business model. So it's just smart because like 5 years later, those people who are making those little short form content they're making a bigger budget stuff now because Netflix and Amazon and Apple and all them, now they know what they could do. They molded them into what they want. And like any corporation, pretty much what it is. But yeah, so like streaming short form content is the future for people who are trying to get to do stuff. Like learn how to write series Bibles, do your little pilots, show a proof of concept, do it, because they're looking for it right now. And that's where I'm looking at. Yes, right now I've been writing features just for like shits and giggles, just to have that. So if I need to have like, oh, I have a feature here, feature here, feature here, like, oh, wax my car, you know, do my knob, whatever, like here it is. It's like, it's there. But I'm like really looking into like short form content, which is my wheelhouse. So that's what I'm looking at. So I know that kind of like a rant. They're like, oh, Chad's anti-theater. I'm like, you're not going to see any money. Like, that's the thing. Right now, the future is streaming content and podcasts, which is like the future, like basically radio. But that's what it is. So you said you also had a question about the job.
Oh, yes. What is the weirdest pizza order you've ever received?
Weirdest pizza order? Oh, my God. Okay, so... there's this thing they call Supreme, and it kind of like of everything, but the person orders the Supreme, but in the directions, they want everything off of it, only sauce, no cheese, and just pepperoni, and I think green pepper as the topping. Right? I'm sitting there, I'm like, why didn't you just order a pizza with only sauce, with pepperoni and bell pepper, not a Supreme? Like, the Supreme is like $17.99 plus tax. So I'm like, two top, because we charge by topping. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, what the heck? I was like, wow. I was like, really? It's, oh my goodness. It's like, customers are just ridiculous. Like two of our managers are like 18-year-olds now. And yeah, so like getting managed by 18-year-olds. But customers start like trying to intimidate them because they're like 18-year-old girls. So they start getting like loud and stuff. And I told my manager, I was like, yo, I have a feeling I'll be losing my job soon, because if any of these customers, even though I talk smack to these managers, like I will beat someone up if they're going to be dick to these girls. Like, I don't care. I'm like, I'm looking for a fight right now. I'm like really aggressive. Like, I want to kick someone's ass right now. I don't know why. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I want to beat someone. Like, I really am. I'm like, it's crazy. I sit there, I'm just like, wow. People just like complaining about everything. It's like, oh my God, this does not look like a pan pizza. Ma'am, are you a cook? No, that's a freaking pan pizza. Do I see food service? Like, do you see food service or name tag? I don't know. No. Do you have a food handler card? No. Then go get the fuck out of here. That's the type of thing. I'm like, I sit down. I'm like, get out. Like, I want to talk smack to like customers so bad, but they're scared of talking crap to me for some reason. Because I guess because of my shaved head or whatever, it looks like an Aryan Brotherhood or something. But I sit there and I'm just like, they will talk smack, yell, scream, throw things at people. But when I come out, because I'm like, great, I'm like, oh, tag me in. I go out there and their buttholes pucker. I'm like, God damn it. Why? Like, really? And then they all out like nice and they give me tips. I didn't even help them. These are the people that are yelling at and stuff. And then it's like, when I come in, they're all like cool down and everything. And then they give me the tips. I'm like, what? Did hell freeze over or something? I'm like, what's in the drinking water? Like, this job just like drives me nuts sometimes. I'm just like, I was like, oh. And I'm just like, this makes me hate customers and look forward to the end of days, man. I'm like, I'll be having a party. But yeah, so that, yeah. Well, any other questions? Like, I'm trying to like...
I have no other questions. You have like less than a minute.
Okay.
Hate the Kardashians?
How much I hate the Kardashians? Professionally that, but I'll totally bang some of them. And I'm not talking about, I'm like, yeah, Kim Kardashian, I'll totally hit that. I really hit all the sisters, man. Screw it. I don't care. I'm like, I'm equal opportunists.
Okay. You're done. Get out of here. Goodbye.
All right. Have a good night.